ETL Echo presents An Alluring Ascent into Ardor. Day 27. First Time Living Together. By Nafizzle. Pairing, Hermione Granger, Draco Malfoy. 30 days to go. It comes in the form of a standard ministry letter, delivered by an owl, embossed with a seal, penned in black ink. A single word is all it takes to uproot Draco's entire life. Repossessed. After 5 years of legal battles, the ministry has finally won. 10 centuries of Malfoy ownership in Wiltshire will soon come to an end. His mother sheds a tear. Draco hides his unexpected relief. 17 days to go. Flat hunting is more difficult than Draco anticipated. The only places available with such short notice are either too small, too dingy, or, shudders, too filled with flatmates. "I know it's fast, but there is another solution," Hermione says over their morning tea. Draco quirks a brow.
"And what does the brilliant Hermione Granger have to suggest?"
She shrugs as if her subsequent words aren't a massive relationship milestone.
"You could move in with me."
8 days to go. It's a practical solution to an unexpected problem, a mere 10 months into their relationship. Draco will only stay as long as it takes to find a flat of his own. A couple weeks, ideally. A month, max.
"I'd rather start fresh,"
he says, after Hermione offers to put an undetectable extension charm on her closet to help store his belongings.
"Besides, anything I bring will likely get clawed to death by that ginger menace you call a cat."
Hermione huffs, though he detects traces of a snort.
"Crookshanks will soon be part your responsibility, too."
Draco charms a stack of books into a box.
"Not a chance. That cat will always be yours, and just yours."
0 days to go. New hangers cram beside old ones to accommodate twice the wardrobe. A Nimbus 2500 rests in the entry next to the cloak rack. The bookshelves groan under their recently acquired weight. Over the course of a day, what had been hers transforms into theirs. Draco thought the change would make him nervous, yet something about it feels so natural, so inherently right. Like being next to Hermione every waking minute of the day is where he's always been destined to be. He falls asleep that night with the perfect satisfaction that he will wake up beside her not only tomorrow, but every morning for the foreseeable future. He sleeps so peacefully, he doesn't even complain when Crookshanks decides Draco's chest is the best place for his own slumber. 365 days after. It doesn't surprise either of them. Not really, at least. By the end of the first day, every box was unpacked. By the end of the first week, Draco fed Crookshanks without Hermione asking. By the end of the first month, they agreed there was no reason for Draco to continue searching for a flat. By the end of the first year, they bought a townhouse in the heart of London, creating a new home together, with the intention of many more days, weeks, months, and years together. ETL Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.